Hey everyone, it's Josh Levine. I am answering an interesting question today. Actually, I am challenging an interesting question today. Should AI be allowed in school? I think that is the wrong question to be asking. I'm going to give you a quick preview of my paid Substack here today. If you are interested and want to learn more, you go over to joshlevine.substack.com and along with reading the entire essay. I also have a really interesting AI use framework that you can use to develop for your own, establishing your own boundaries and guardrails as well as your teams. So head over there. All right, let's get into it. My wife has always had a problem with authority figures. While N's rebellious streak has mellowed, she still considers recipes and cops as as challenges with which to argue. She started graduate school last year, and let's say she was not thrilled when the dean of the program explained AI would not be allowed in any form. I wasn't surprised. I mean, I know academia is not known for its openness to new ways of working. Though we have continued, she and I, discussing what we think are acceptable and unacceptable ways for her to use AI in school. Research, yes. Writing, no. Checking a paper for errors? Yes. It's been interesting to learn where the ethical boundaries we've developed over decades show up in AI. I'm sure you're having conversations like this as well. Semester two wrapped up a few weeks ago, after which Anne described her experiences learning with Otis. That's what she's named her AI. She's navigated her way to using ChatGPT as a mentor and editor who will advise endlessly about her latest paper or help her understand a new topic. To me, it seems like an unquestionable win. She's made a compelling case for her approach, and it is more than complimenting her online, distributed, and at times lackluster teachers. AI is wholly improving her education. Before hearing about her process, I hadn't thought much about AI in school beyond the frequent and damning reports warning of decay in college students' ability to and willingness to write and think, which admittedly is concerning. Should AI be allowed in school? This is the question that every new report asks, either explicitly or implicitly. And unfortunately, it's exactly the wrong question we need to be asking. This crude yes-no binary is the framework nearly every post about the topic assumes. And instead of arguing about which side of the wall we're on, we need to discuss where to install AI guardrails. The same flavor of this argument is happening in writing circles, and I get the gut-level disgust that people already have over using AI to generate creative artifacts. It can feel, I don't know, disingenuous, distasteful. Regardless, I get it. The questionable conflagration sparked earlier this year when the internet accused the author of Mia Ballard of using AI to write her horror novel, Shy Girl, speaks to the intensity of this feeling. Her publisher, Hachette, pulled the book even though she denied writing it with AI. Advocating for the tar and feathering of authors who use AI in any form is as short-sighted as the decree from the director of my wife's graduate program. All right, to get the rest of this episode and learn more about the guardrails I think that we need to instill to better use AI in work and school, head over to joshlevine.substack.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next week.